Photo galleries are shared each year to show off the iconic Ypres fashion only found at the annual International 500 snowmobile race. But this February the source of many fur hats has revealed himself to be Bob Leffler of Chippewa Fur Traders in Sault Ste. Marie, MI. Leffler first started using animal hides to make fur hats about 35 years back. I started trapping 70 years ago when I was 13 years old, he said, surrounded by fur gloves, earmuffs, hats, cozies, dreamcatchers, headbands, and pouches. Trapping is a lost art. Leffler retired from the city of Sault Ste. Marie Wastewater Treatment Plant, WWTP, in 1996, leaving time to do just that. I like being out in the woods, he said. My favorite time is sitting out there on a snowmobile, 1.5 miles away from any road in the middle of March with God. Leffler legally raised fox in his backyard for many years. I started out with 2 wildcats, he said. Some friends took me to Wisconsin, where I bought a silver fox. Then, I got a breeding pair in New Brunswick. Leffler harvests the animals and sends their skins to the tanner. Animal hides could be that of coyote, fox, bobcat, raccoon, wolverine, etc. It normally takes 2 hides to make a single fur hat. Leffler deigns and sews them together. We donate scraps and anything we don't use to the Sioux Tribe and Thrift Shop, St. Joseph Guild Thrift Shop. Leffler said, we do not to throw stuff away. We try not to waste fur. My wife, Diane, just tells me I am in love with fur. Unable to disagree, Leffler's heart lies with all the animals of the earth to ensure their value lives on. Chippewa Fur Traders customer Sam Caverly has possession of his late grandmother's, Lucy Robinson's, mink coat. I want to have headbands made for relatives, he said, hoping to give them something special to remember her life by. Longtime customer Brent Jamie approached Leffler's Fur Traders booth soon thereafter, wearing a thick, luscious fur hat. I bought it the year Ivan Hansen won the I-500, Jamie said. That was almost 30 years ago. I take care of it. When it's cold, I throw it on. Hansen and Rob Sass won the 26th annual I-500 snowmobile race in 1994. Chippewa County Road Commission Superintendent Robert Leighton has even recruited Leffler to help rid dead animals from county ditches. We hire him to clean up nuisance animals, said Leighton. Leffler stands by his word to not let beautiful fur go to waste. He sells his unique fashion apparel annually at the I-500 and Sioux Area High School Craft Show. He is assisted by his wife, daughter Marianne Earle, son-in-law Steve Earle, and son-in-law Mark Erickson. I just enjoy what I do, Leffler said. My wife is my moral support. I have got to crack a whip just to get him out of the house, said Mrs. Leffler, looking back at 57 years of marriage and fur. It's his life and true passion, their identically supportive daughter agreed. He enjoys seeing people wear the hats. He has so many repeat customers, it is unreal. Chippewa Fur Traders has shipped hats across the United States, as far away as Alaska and California. Leffler has also shipped overseas to Canada and Germany. He is certainly not done yet, and plans to be back selling Chippewa Fur Traders apparel at the 55th I-500 snowmobile race next year. You can reach Bob and Diane Leffler of Chippewa Fur Traders by phone at 906-632-8532.